gotta glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all night.
The Joan Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, B Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
You, Betty.
It feels like it's been forever, hasn't it?
It does feel like it has been forever, doesn't it?
Yeah. You...
okay. Is that Betty? What happened to Betty? Poor Betty.
You think she needs to go in for some... She's supposed to be scaring us, man.
Jesus, really?
That makes me laugh.
Right. Well, I hope she's not malfunctioning. We still got 30 payments left.
I am so stressed out.
Betty's always stressed out. Hey, everyone. You kind of scared me, Betty, but not really. This is Anthony in Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Well, I never... You all don't pay me to be scary, so I use what I got. Oh, fuck it. Hi, it's Betty. Yeah, you heard it right, Betty. You're ultra deluxe and definitely lovable when I feel like it. Artificial personality unit, Betty. You know what bitch is. I will tell you what. My diodes are working hard for tonight's episode, number 109, of the Joan Anthony Show, titled...
What the heck?
Titled what? What are we titled? What happened? What happened? Oh, boy.
Oh, crud. You know what? We're gonna redo that, okay? We're going to redo that. Here we go. Take two.
Welcome back. Stay tuned, because up next is Anthony.
No. No, that's not right. All right, let's move on to the local forecast.
Well, I never... You all don't pay me to be scary, so I use what I got. Wow. Oh, fuck it. Hi, it's Betty. Yeah, you heard it right, Betty. You're ultra deluxe and definitely lovable when I feel like it. Artificial personality unit. You know what it is. I will tell you what. My diodes are working hard for tonight's episode, number 109, of the Joan Anthony Show, titled, Will Work for Weed and Beer? Alternate title for robots. Will Work for WD-40 and Electrical Power. From Monday, October 30th, 2017.
WD-40.
Hey, Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Thanks, Betty.
Do not lose your trajectory.
You got it, Anthony.
Raining tacos. It's raining tacos, yes. All right.
They look like toasted tacos.
They do look like toasted tacos. Faces. Toasted tacos with smiley faces. You sound a little overmodulated again. I don't know what's happening on your end, but that's okay.
That was my fault.
We'll work through it. All right, so It's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. How have you been enjoying the cooler weather, Tamponians? There is more on the way, so keep your hoodies out and your jackets. Although I did see some folks in knit caps today and scarves and hoodies. It was in the low 50s, but it wasn't that cold.
Tonight, did you say some, like, boots, too?
Boots. Oh, yeah, lots of boots. But I think it's just an excuse for people to wear boots. I mean, because you really can't wear boots during the summer, because then you'd have really nasty boots. So unless you're listening live, it is not currently fair in 61 degrees with humidity of 30%, so it's nice and dry outside. Thank goodness, it's about time. The dew point is 29 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight will be clear with a low around 50. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 60. Wednesday, sunny, high near 80. And Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 64. And that's it for your Tampa weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Thanks, Betty. It's time for your Chiampa weather for Chicago from Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast and breezy at 42 degrees. The dew point is 26 degrees and the humidity is at 53%, giving us a wind chill of 33 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 22 miles per hour, gusting to 31 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, cloudy with a low around 35. It'll be breezy with a west wind around 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Breezy with a west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Yes, if you can stay in, that's the best thing, and take your bong with you. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 34, most west-southwest winds 5 to 10. So Wednesday, we should see mostly cloudy with a high near 49, south winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 25. Wednesday night, a 50% chance of rain or drizzle, cloudy with a low around 46, south winds around 15, with gusts as burpy as high as 25. And that's your Chiampa weather for Chicago. Hey, make sure you catch a fun show, Weekday Rush Hour, with our questionably lovable robot, Betty. She plays equally questionable content, sure to get your brain or body percolating.
I think I need to update her firmware.
Yeah, right.
Because she's been leaning heavily on certain shows. And I think either we need to give her more variety or she needs to have her firmware updated.
So, you know, catch Weekday Rush Hour with Betty every weekday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Also visit our website at www.chiampa.info for more information on our latest schedule of broadcast programming. So, back to you, Betty. Betty.
Thanks, Joe.
Betty,
hey,
there you are.
Check out the shows we recast on Chiampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on Urbana Champaign Independent Media Center's radio station WR.
She's amped up.
You, CPR Uh-oh. News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from
she
Boston
has been
Free
in the Tampa
Radio,
studio
and headphone medications with John DeBells. Visit our website, www.chiampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Background tracks used on this show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit Kevin's music by going to incompetech.com. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Wow, thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Ooh, adventure.
Yes, adventures. And you know it's Monday and I already wanted to be Friday again. Yeah, well, that's just what happens. I'm not a weekday person. But some people are morning people. Some people are an evening people. I'm just not a weekday person. But this weekend, I needed to go and do some replenishment of some glassware around the house.
Ooh.
Well, you know, at some point enough glasses get broken or lost and you know, you kind of start running out. You're like, well, I want to get new glasses or we need to get more glasses because that happens in my household. Glasses break. Not all the time, but I think over time they just break on their own because they
wear
do go through a dishwasher. Yeah. I know dishwashers are harsh on glass, or at least, you know, the, like, because I buy the thinner glasses. You know, cheap and cheerful. So yeah, I had to go to Brandon. That was exciting. That's hell. Well, no, it's an example of why we need to reevaluate our traffic patterns and our transit options in the Tampa Bay area. And even my husband had made the mention while we were driving around. He's like, there's so many cars. He's like, there's so many cars everywhere. And I agreed. You just felt like it was wall-to-wall cars. Even if you were moving at like 15 miles an hour down the road, it was just wall-to-wall cars everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. But there's a Good Home Goods store down there. So kind of brave that helps. And yeah. There's an awesome Target. There's like, you know those Target?
Is it a big Super Target?
Oh, yeah. It's the one with the full service grocery store with the deli and the bakery and the shoe shine and the transgendered bathrooms and everything. It's got everything.
Okay.
No, it's phenomenal. And so, we had to go to Target, so we stopped there. So that helps a lot, too. But yeah,
did a little shopping city.
Did a little shopping, but had to get out. Had to get out of Brandon after a while, and then we went to a little diner in Tampa. I think it was called Mama's or Mom's Family Diner. It was very delicious. I had been there once before. Oh wait, no, wrong.
Yay!
There we go.
Oh,
it's over at Florida. It's over on Florida and Bush.
We need a sizzling sound for
I don't have a sizzling sound. Do you have a sizzling sound?
You know, I do. It's that fryer sound.
I thought you had a sizzling sound.
We'll get that loaded up next time.
Okay, no sizzling sound for now. So, but you know, I like local diners, and this place is a prime example. I've eaten there before, and I will continue to eat there again in the future. But, you know, for two people for lunch, it was $23. I had breakfast. I had a skillet type of breakfast, like a biscuits and gravy. There you go. And then, you know, we had a BLT on that ticket as well, and just two drinks, coffee and a tea, I think, and that was it. And it was it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. So Mom's Family Diner. Yes, I would definitely recommend it. So
it sounds really nice.
Yeah, so it was a driving adventure, but it was good to get home. I just hate driving in this area. There's a lot of people from a lot of different places, and they all drive very differently, and nobody pays attention to anybody else.
You know, I gotta tell you something, though. Like, the diners around here, man, the quality just has sunken to really bad lows.
Has it really? Sad. That's kind of sad to hear.
Like beef and brandy is just... The pancakes just don't have that flavor. You get massive gas attacks. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. But you know what? I still have AK-47, and I got to tell you, it's good vibes. It's really strange. Depending on what I'm doing, I could either go into a long crazy trance.
A long crazy trance. Yeah.
Okay. Or in the morning, it could get me to clean the house and just do crazy all sorts of things.
Ooh, I love it when that happens.
Or at night, I could, you know, partake in it, and then, like, a few moments later, I can be ready to go to bed.
Is it like a 50-50 hybrid?
You know, I need to look it up. And there we go. Thank God it's there for me.
There you go.
Yes, I'm eligible to view it.
Are you eligible to view? Are you sure you're eligible to view it?
So, no, this is a sativa dominant hybrid.
Okay.
It'll leave you relaxed and mellow. It's an AK-47.
Okay.
It's supposed to deliver a steady and long-lasting cerebral buzz.
Ooh.
That keeps you mentally alert and engaged in creative or social circles.
There you go.
AK-47 mixes Colombian, Mexican, Thai, and Afghani varieties, bringing together a complex blend of flavors and effects.
That does sound
complex.
While
AK-47's scent is sour and earthy, its sweet floral notes can only be fully realized in the taste. So it's nice.
I've just started experiencing Sour OG, I believe, is the name of it. Sour OG.
Let's see if I can find your variety in
there. Yeah, sure.
It's
I think Sour OG.
OG.
Yep.
And if you have anything you want to say, give us a call now at 813-327-8566.
Yeah, you'll have 4.5 minutes to chat, and then we'll cut you off for Joe's news.
And then you can call us back again after Anthony's news, and we'll put you on the air.
Yes, but I am interested about Joe's adventure in the baby department at Target on Saturday nights. I do see that in the show script, and that does look entertaining. You'll have to fill us in on that one.
I was tasked. Well, do we want to talk about that now? No, because you have to talk about something.
What do I have to talk about?
Make America Great Again by taking a civics class.
Oh, God. It amazes me how many people do not understand civics. I do the mistake of reading Facebook comments from time to time, and I sometimes do the mistake of responding to them as well. And it just amazes me how knowledgeable Americans are about how things work and how there's three branches of government and there's checks and balances and they can stop each other. And there was a whole class on it.
It's not a collective will of the people by Twitter vote.
No, it's not. And that's kind of the whole thing with it. So yeah, exactly. But I've just found that there's a lack of understanding of civics, and it's kind of scary. We should all know how our government runs. It's very important.
Yeah, we should. We should.
So let's move on to Joe's adventure in the baby department at Target on Saturday night. So what happened first off, what time on Saturday night were you at Target?
Well,
that was kind of creepy.
Well, it is Halloween, so.
Yes.
I was tasked with getting some gifts for a baby shower that we were having.
I see.
As part of a Halloween-ish party at work. And I needed to get three people gifts. So I was having a hard time, man. But at the same time, as I was like going through the aisle, everything was out of place. And it was just a mess, but that's okay, because I got to pick everything up, and I shook it, and I played with it, and I kind of was like, woo! And I swear, out of the corner of my eyes, I saw crazy people looking at me like, saying, yeah. What the hell is he doing?
I'm sure there was a lot of that, yeah, I'm sure.
And I didn't give a shit.
You didn't give a shit. Sometimes you just gotta not give a shit.
Sometimes you just gotta go primal.
Sometimes you do. So we got 2 minutes left. Do you want to give that wheel a pull?
I think we should. Are we ready?
I think we're ready. Go ahead and give that wheel a pull.
Last time I pulled it, I did one. So let's try it.
All right. There we go.
Good. Doobie 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 doobie. Whoa.
I think this is the old wheel.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the old wheel.
And listener,
we got a call coming in. Do you want to do the wheel or take the call?
Let's take the call.
All right, hold on.
And the wheel has landed on a caller.
I guess the wheel has landed on a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Caller, how are you?
I am okay. I got a few things for you guys to ponder in the, 3 minutes I have to chat before you cut me off. And then I'll call back after Anthony's news for the answers.
That's fine. You can always call back if we cut you off.
Oh, but you will cut me off. Check it out.
We have a schedule to keep.
Okay, raining tacos.
Raining tacos.
Modulating. Joe sounds modulated.
Doesn't he? That's what I was thinking.
I got a real good one, though. Your bill was $23. What did you tip your server, sir? Wait. Joe?
Okay.
Why does your weather go to Midway and not O'Hare?
Okay, so first off, let's answer this first
and
off.
And it's not the dishwashers. It's the phosphates in the soap.
Yeah. Okay, so first off, the first question was modulated. The second question.
No, the first question was raining tacos. What's
raining tacos.
Raining tacos. I found it. Okay, I have this habit. It's a bad habit, but it's a funny habit. I put these animated GIFs in the script when I'm writing the script. Yes. And I think it drives Joe crazy, which is part of the reason why I do it. So what I do is I have this little animated GIF of tacos, like raining tacos from the sky. So as you're reading the script, you're watching raining tacos on the screen. It's kind of funny. Yeah.
You would have to be part of the website to kind of know what we're talking about.
I'll have to post the raining tacos.
Yes.
I'll post and tag
we'll
you.
Post it
in
on
fact,
Facebook.
I'll do that right now. So what was the next question? The next question was modulated. That means Joe sounds funny.
Joe always sounds funny. Seriously?
He does. He does.
Modulated?
He's modulated. Yeah.
Come on. Did you hear him when he was talking his Chicago weather?
He did sound. That's what I keep saying. I think he sounds modulated. I don't know how.
I think
happening.
He's related to Betty. Are you related to Betty?
He might be related to Betty.
I think he might be related to Betty.
It might be possible.
I may very well be related to Betty. It's possible.
And I would have called sooner, but someone gave me the wrong phone number. I had to go click over.
Who gave you the wrong phone number?
What number did they give you?
I don't know. Some moron, Chip Skipper, or something like that.
Oops.
He gave me 813-336-8566, and that wouldn't go through.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's the Chinese restaurant.
I had to click over to my Chiampa radio tab, where it's 813-327-8566.
There you go. There you go. So someone figured it out.
I get out of the shower, and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm hearing you got 4.5 minutes, and then it's like, oh, yeah, you're on phone number, moron. Fuck.
All right, look,
the
Joe,
important question is, what did you tip your server at that mom and pop diner on your $23?
All right, so let me answer that question for you. So it was a 23, let's say, I think it was like $23.50. So how did I tip? So first off, it was I take 23 and I shift the decimal point. So I get, I think it was like 230. I double that, which gave me like 4 something. So I rounded it up to 5, and then I usually throw in a couple extra bucks. So I think it like probably 7 or 8 on a $23.
Oh, you can't
table.
Give me an affirmative positive.
I was high and I had just eaten biscuits and gravy. What the fuck?
Okay,
I can't remember
you were
that.
High. That brings me back to another thing. I really thought you guys were closer to my freaking generation where it's like you don't go by names and shit. Like when I go, it's like the guy knows I want the stuff that keeps you up and not puts you down.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Indigo or Sativa, whatever the fuck, but my guy knows what the fuck. And yeah, do a couple rips, and I'm freaking washing windows and painting walls.
There you go.
That's what I like.
Mine comes with labels, so.
And mine does not, and I don't have any control over what type I want. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Yes.
And you know what? You come from a generation of labels too, don't you?
Are we generation of labels, Joe?
Yes.
I feel labelized.
And I might add that your generation. What was said?
He said he feels labelized.
Labelized, yeah. But your generation may be the generation of labels, but your generation is also the generation that's changing that.
This is true. We've labeled everything so much that everyone has gotten tired of it.
Is helping to delabelize. We hope this show is
helping to
delabelize.
See, this old broad, she may be dumb when it comes to all this modifying sounding internet bullshit, but I do pay attention to what's going on in the world.
I am so stressed out.
Just like Betty. That's why Betty's stressed out all the time.
Maybe it runs in their family. Joe?
Huh.
Can you comment
family?
On that?
No, I don't. My comment factory is dead.
Oops.
Right arm. It must be that AK-47.
It probably is that AK-47.
You know what? I got to tell you this much, though.
Hey, is my time up? Is it time for Joe's News?
It's almost time for Joe's News. It's almost time for Joe's News.
Because I can unmute my computer and go back to listening to you fools.
Okay.
You can
come back to us after I finish my news.
If you got anything questionable in your news, I'll call you back to question you.
You are more than welcome to question us anytime, Pennywise.
Right on, boys. Enjoy your evening. If I don't hear, but you might hear. Okay.
Okay,
peace
sounds
out, Chiampa
good.
Radio. And you know what? Betty says Chiampa too. So.
Well, that's a mistake. She was drunk at the time.
That's the way it's supposed to be because this is how Pennywise sees it. Chiampa Radio, right there on my laptop. The tab says. Listen to Chiampa Ray D. D.O. does not show because the tab line takes it away.
Thank you, Pennywise, for your call. We will chat with you later. Bye.
Chiampa.
And now Chiampa. For the news.
Chiampa.
Here we go.
Chiampa.
Okay. We're on to your news, Joe.
Ooh, we're on to my news. Ooh, where am I? Sorry. Oh, God. So I guess it's a pretty horny place in jail, or at least specifically this jail.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right. So staffers, and this is from our friends at ABC 7 Chicago. Staffers in the Cook County Public Defender's Office are used to clients who may have done horrible things. But over the last 2 years, female employees say their clients have become more brazen in doing horrible things right in front of them. Masturbating inmates have become a common sight on the walk to and from holding cells.
Oh my.
Where defense attorneys meet clients. And at the jail. And in courthouse lockups, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Last week, in a letter to Judge Timothy Evans, public defender Amy said her staff has reached a breaking point. Amy declined to share a copy of the letter with Sun-Times, but confirmed that she warned the judge that her staff won't be visiting the jail starting November 6th unless he or Sheriff Tom Dart can offer up a solution. Put the Jesus thingy on them.
The what thing on them?
It's the Jesus prevention method. You put them in a cross where they can't touch themselves. So you physically restrain their arms and hands, basically.
I don't know if that's constitutionally allowed.
Damn. So then, well, then can you put on special underwear that only allows you to pee?
I don't know. I think they just have to try to restrain their hands or just,
well,
you know.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's a pretty tough solution.
Yeah.
So Amy, who lauded Dart's efforts to combat the phenomenon, said nothing has worked. Her office provided a timeline dating back to October of 2015, detailing attempts to deal with an increasing number of incidents. In a letter obtained by the Sun-Times, Amy wrote to Dart in March, describing it as a crisis and calling for guards to be assigned to every lockup in the criminal courthouse. Of late, it has become a daily occurrence, she wrote. Male detainees constantly expose themselves and masturbate while in the lockup behind the courtrooms.
Oh my.
Kara, Dart's policy director, said she wasn't aware of Amy's letter to Evans because she likes to watch them masturbate. Since January, 222 detainees have been charged with indecent exposure, including 144 cases where the victims were jail personnel, and 29 were complaints which were filed by defenders. Smith, who ran the jail from 2013 to 2015, has been a victim herself. This is something that happens in custodial environments, period. I don't know that there is a silver bullet answer. We're willing to do anything that protects our staff and the rest of the criminal justice system. So, the sheriff is committed to working and solving this problem. This is just a very unfortunate reality. Mm-hmm. So this next one is very special. It's so
How special.
How
special is it?
Oh, well, it's real special. So get going, Anthony. Is the silent track going? Okay. Oh, good.
It's been going for a while.
Oh, baby, 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 you go, girl.
Oh, wow. Yep, it's going to be one of those types of shows.
A Canadian man was stopped by police for singing in his car and slapped with a $149 ticket. The incident happened on September 27th in St. Lawrence, Quebec, when Taufik Mawala sang the 1990s hit Everybody Dance Now by CNC Music Factory, and the music was interrupted by police sirens. I was thinking they wanted to pass, but they called on the speaker, "Please go to the right side," they told the CTV News.
Your music sucks, it is too loud.
Is that better?
No, I wasn't talking about you, I was just commenting on the story.
I stopped and four police came, two on each side, and checked the inside of the car. Police asked if he had been screaming. No, I was just listening to my favorite song, and I repeated Everybody Dance Now. Police, though, determined that he was screaming, which is a violation in Quebec. I don't know if my voice was very bad, and that's why I got the ticket, but I was just very shocked. I understand that they're doing their job. They're allowed to check and, you know, see if everything's okay. If I had kidnapped someone, if there's a danger inside, but I never would have expected they would have given me a ticket for that. He's going to appeal the ticket, by the way.
Good for him.
Yes.
Good for him. Well, are we moving on now?
We're moving on now.
There we go.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, these M&Ms are awesome.
Wait a minute. A donkey. Oh, hi, Daniel. Nice to see you again, Daniel Uria from UPI. A donkey in Germany forced its owner to pay a hefty fine after attempting to take a bite out of a sports car. Visitus, the donkey, caused about $1,600 in damage by biting the back of the approximately $265,000 sports car. After it seemingly mistook the bright orange McLaren 650S Spider for a giant carrot.
Oh,
the donkey probably thought the car was a carrot on wheels. I'm not mad at him, the car's owner, Marcus Zahn, said. The donkey's bite damaged the orange paint job and a carbon fiber piece as Zahn parked his car near the animal's enclosure. So I looked into the rearview mirror and suddenly saw a pair of fluffy ears, Zahn said. And then I heard a strange sound. The sound came from a donkey who was gnawing at my fender. Zahn took the donkey's owner to court after he refused to reimburse him for the damage, stating he should have picked a better parking spot. The court ultimately ruled in Zahn's favor, ordering him to pay a portion of the damages. Just a portion.
Wow.
So that's it for my news. Back to you, Anthony.
Wow. Can I do it before the cart runs out? No, I probably can't. I have to search. Where's the part of the script? Thanks, you. All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally encapsulated user datagram, pigeon exploding streaming experience? Visit chiampa.info, chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shop.
Attenzione! Give your hamburger an Italian accent with new Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano. Delizioso dinners from Chef Boyardee you make with hamburger. See? Pasta and Italian-style sauce simmered to bring out the Italian in me.
Bravo! New Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano gives hamburger an authentic Italian accent.
Lasagna, spaghetti, all your favorites. Mangia Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano.
Chocolate lovers, watch out for new Choco Bliss.
Oh, what a sweet sensation. Oh, it's just what you do to me. New Choco Bliss, a chocolatey creation. We layers make it chocolatey. Moist and chocolatey cake with chocolatey filling. Chocolatey icing, so smooth.
Choco Bliss,
a dream come true.
New Choco Bliss from Hostess. Watch out.
Mama keeps yellow dandelion. Mama keeps white, bright like the sunshine. Mama keeps blue, twinkling like a horizon. Mama's got the magic Clorox 2.
Clorox 2 off-fabric bleach does more than brighten whites. It removes stains and amplifies bright colors, brings colors back to life.
Mama keeps me looking like a brand new. Mama's got the magic. Mama's got the magic Clorox 2.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website cprmetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, Q Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned, because up next is Anthony's Crazy Florida News. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday.
Thank God.
Because according
Monday.
To www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Speak Up for Service Day. Hello, Betty Personality Version 2.1.4.124.212.3 Needs Service. Now, damn it, National Publicist Day, National Candy Corn Day. Okay, well, bitches, grab and shake the candy corn out of your bong so we can get started with
Betty, where'd you go, Betty?
And shake the candy corn out of your bong so we can get started with... You know what? You know what? No,
because
you
got to
hear this. You got to hear this.
Oh, boy.
You got to hear
this. All
right,
one more time, and then we got to move on. We're so late tonight. I will zip through my news tonight.
All right, here we go.
Welcome back. Stay tuned, because up next is Anthony's Crazy Florida News. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, because according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Speak Up for Service Day. Hello, Betty Personality Version 2.1.4.124.212.3 Needs Service. No, damn it, National Publicist Day, National Candy Corn Day. Okay, well, bitches, grab and shake the candy corn out of your bong so we can get started with
Oh. Thanks, Betty. I think Betty does need service. All right, we're going to move on. WFLA News Channel 8 brings us our first Crazy Florida News story of the night, direct from Pasco County, a popular source of Crazy Florida news. Deputies said 34-year-old Nicole led deputies on a short pursuit after they initiated a traffic stop on Saturday. Nicole was wanted for selling narcotics and driving on a suspended license, so she was trying to avoid arrest any way she could and so she can continue to live the Florida lifestyle. When one deputy deployed stop sticks into the highway, Nicole decided that instead of running over the sticks, to try to run the officer over instead.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't a good idea. As Nicole continued to flee, she started throwing what police believed to be narcotics out the window of her car. Honey, they're going to find you. You can't dump it now. It's too late. Eventually, Nicole came to a stop after she slammed into the bumper of a patrol car. She was taken to the hospital. She was the hospital where she was treated for ingesting pills. Okay.
Was she able to
get a pen and paper? Meal? Charges pending against Nicole include aggravated assault against a law enforcement officer, aggravated battery against a law enforcement officer, fleeing to elude with disregard for safety, resisting arrest without violence, and tampering with evidence, possession of opiates, possession of ephedrine, possession of marijuana less than 20 grams, and possession of drug for paraphernalia in 4 counts.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's going to be expensive. Deputies also found 2 stun guns inside her vehicle, one of which was disguised as a flashlight.
Protection.
Yeah. All right, this is a good one. I like this one. This is kind of funny. Our next story comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel and tells us about the importance of gun safety during a gun safety lesson. A plantation police officer was staying with a friend and her 2 sons after being displaced by Hurricane Irma. On September 14th, while still in uniform, the officer wanted to discuss gun safety because her bedroom door did not lock and there were children in the house, according to reports. As the household stood together in a circle, the officer told them that guns are dangerous and they should not be played with. As part of the demonstration, the officer removed the taser gun from her duty belt and accidentally pulled the trigger, firing 2 probes, striking a 10-year-old boy in his right leg, both above and below the knee. According to the boy's older brother, he dropped to the ground, ran around the bed, dropped on top of the bed, and started jumping up and down. The child received only minor injuries, although if the probes had penetrated further into his skin, he would have collapsed and been incapacitated until the taser stopped emitting the electrical charge. The officer and the boy's mother both say the incident was accidental and that the officer did not know that the taser was turned on.
Why haven't we developed the phaser yet?
Ooh, do we no. I haven't finished.
I know what this means.
It's not yet, not yet. We haven't finished yet. Anyway. So the incident was blamed on fatigue. She apparently had worked 8 shifts in the previous 10 days, and then I guess she had changed shifts, day shift, night shift, as part of her training. So, and being displaced from home. So she will be sent for additional training. All right, now I know you got all excited. There we go. Okay.
Sexy.
All right. So this one is for you, Joe. And actually, I may finish on time. It looks like I got a minute and 39 seconds. Hey, we may get on time to start plethora. Our final Florida story of the night is a naked Florida story of the night. Ooh. It comes from CBS 12 News out of West Palm Beach, Florida. And tells us of a scenario Joe wishes would happen to him. Because I know you've commented on these. Ronald, now tell me, you wouldn't argue. Ronald, 21, from Pasco County, Florida, was having a naked fun time last Tuesday night when he walked into a stranger's house on Christmas Drive. Maybe he thought it was Christmas, who knows? The family did not know why Ronald walked into their home, but they said his nakedness was not a welcome sight for their 6 and 8-year-old children. While Ronald was casually talking to the family in his full nakedness, the police were contacted. Responding, Pasco County deputies arrested him outside of the home. He was still naked and claimed that he was on LSD, according to reports. Ronald was arrested and charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition and burglary. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. On to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to. Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience?
Who's the idiot tonight,
give us a call
Betty?
Now at 813-3278566. Go grab your bones, bitches. Because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that.
Here it comes.
Woo-hoo.
It's terrible.
The last 15 minutes of the spirit. Whoopsie. It's the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Fine, don't talk to us, buddy.
You got it, Anthony.
You know, it's Joe. Really?
I mean, what'd you do? She left Tampa. She packed her desk. She packed her bags. She just left Tampa. I can't access Betty from Tampa anymore. She has left. She's left the building. Now she goes to you and she's all bitchy with you.
But she's no longer on the VPN either. She doesn't attach herself to the VPN.
She's off the VPN. She's left. She's left the network for me. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
I am so stressed out.
I think Betty's been watching too many copies of Lawnmower Man.
So I was born this way. It's time for Two for Monday.
Two for
and
Monday.
Donuts. Ooh, I had some good donuts today.
Good donuts. Yeah, there's. Speaking of the animated graphics in the script, there are animated donuts in the script in many different ways. I'm trying to find out where these are, but apparently once I put them into the Google document, I can't find out what their properties are to get the URL to post it. It's really ridiculous.
Well, what if you did the F12 function?
That's an option. Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
That just sounded ridiculous. No, it's just like all Java code. It's crazy.
You're right.
Google this, Google that. Google buttholes inside out. All right. Anyway, so donuts. So donuts. Yes. Tell us about your donuts.
Oh, they were delicious donuts from Stan's Donuts here
Stan's
in Chicago.
Donuts.
It was for a party at work. I got 2 dozen, and I kept 6 for my own private usage.
6? Have you finished all 6 of those donuts?
Well, yes, but I had help. I had a guest. I had a guest today.
Was it a hostile guest that you... Oh, my goodness.
No.
My battery is running low. Hold on.
Oh, battery low. Battery low. No, it wasn't a hostile guest. It was a nice guest. We shared one donut. It was a maple bacon donut. It was a maple bacon Long John donut. Oh, we have a telephone call coming in. That's lovely.
Okay, hold on, caller.
Hold on, caller. We'll be taking you in just a moment.
Okay, caller, you're on the air.
So now, what happens if we get another caller?
That's just sitting cute. Hey, Ezel.
Hey, Ezel Magadoo.
How are you this evening? Are you great? I think Ezel is somewhere between here and outer space.
Yes.
Can you hear us, Ezel?
I gotta step out. I'm outside now.
Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah, step out of the crack house.
Yeah. after last week's incident with the screw to the gutter, they screwed me to the gutter. You know?
Yeah. That definitely wasn't comfortable.
Yeah, it took a while, but I'm all right now. You know. So now I decided I was watching the news the other day, and they. Man, you know, this government sold the Russians a bomb. What the hell is that all about?
We've sold everyone bombs.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's got the bomb.
Everyone's got bombs.
Yeah, everybody's got the bomb. So me and Boo Boo Brown, we've been digging a bunker. That's where I was.
Okay. Oh, wow. Wow, there you go. That's, you know, that's not necessarily a bad idea.
Yeah, we dug a bunker, and me and Boo Boo down there, and we're having a ball, you know.
Who's Boo Boo?
You know, Boo Boo Brown, yeah, you know, he's a clown, that Boo Boo Brown, I'll tell you, but he's all right. But anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to live in the bunker.
You and Boo Boo Brown are going to live in the bunker.
We're going to live in a bunker, and we're going to give a key to Amazon so they can deliver our food and whatever else we need.
Oh, my goodness. You know?
Remember, we had that story about the whole package of food for $999.99?
There you go. You Costco. It was Costco. You can go to Costco and get a year's supply.
Costco.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, we don't ever have to come out of the bunker now, so that's going to work out pretty good, I think. Man, they came up with a good idea there.
Wow. Yeah, apparently
sure
they did.
It'll work out good for Boo Boo, too.
Yeah, but I got to tell you guys, you know, we've been down there for over a week now in the bunker, and we're starting to look like the clay people. Now, you ever heard of clay people?
No, but I have a feeling I'm going to.
All right, let me tell you about the clay. Okay. If you want to have some real good fun, I'm telling you, because I know you guys don't know about the clay people, go to Google and Google Flash Gordon and the clay people. And they got some YouTube videos of Flash Gordon and the clay people, okay?
I'm afraid.
Get yourself some good shit. Get that AK-47 or that BFG-71 or whatever you got. Suit it up and then watch the YouTube videos.
Oh, I see. I'm seeing images of the clay people. Google images.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, man. That is so fucking cool, man. Wow. It is just unbelievable. And, you know, that's that old-time technology from the 30s that, what do they call that shit? Enhanced the television or some shit. You know, where they do that funny-looking shit. And that's from the 30s and 40s. And, man, it is so cool when you're high. It's unbelievable, man. It's a great thing.
This definitely looks like it. I'm just going through a lot of the stills, and it looks like something. I'm going to pin this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, watch the whole series, man. You'll be rolling on the ground.
Ooh,
it is
Halloween
so funny.
Costumes.
I'm telling you, man. And, one other thing I got to tell you.
What's up?
All right. There's a big controversy going, and I don't know if you guys know about it or not.
Controversy.
You got a cheeseburger emoji.
Oh, Jesus.
And the cheese is on the wrong side.
I saw
that.
About that. I saw that today. I ignored it as quickly as I saw it.
I want to know why there's no tooth emoji.
That is a good question.
Oh, man, I'm done.
Wow.
You can be crazy. It's stupid. You put the cheese on the wrong side of the hamburger. But you know what the solution to that is? You know what? Just turn it upside down.
Just
man.
Turn the damn thing upside down. There you go.
Yeah, turn your computer upside down. You'll be all set.
There you go. See
all
that
all right, guys. Have a good one. I got to get back in the bunker.
All right, Ezell. Don't
more clay people,
inside,
man.
Stay inside. Stay safe.
Yeah, stay warm because you're still up north,
go
right? Because you can't
it's
build a bunker
here,
in Florida.
It's cold.
What are you doing for electricity?
Today, man. We have stories, man. It's cold.
It's cold.
I'm gonna get my ass down to Florida, man.
All right. Well, you gotta let us know when we get down here, and
oh yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, stay cool, and watch the clay people, man. You'll laugh your ass off.
All right.
Sorry,
have
guys.
A good one, Ezell. All right.
Bye
bye.
Bye bye.
All right.
Woo.
That was Ezell.
Nice.
And
thank
Boo
you,
Ezell. Apparently, now this is gonna be interesting. This is his own little telenovela. All right. So let's see. We went through our donuts. We have a Joe Wisdom Corner.
I don't know if we have time for it, though, because
we have time for
Joe Wisdom.
What is Ugly Lights? We got a minute for the Ugly Lights. Can you kick that out in a minute, or is that going to... that you don't... that's is that too short of a time?
Hello. Joe Wisdom here. Oh.
And we're getting... well, we'll just take the call. Well, at least we don't have to do so much scripting next week. You are on the air. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello, caller.
Hey.
Hello.
Three for Monday.
Yeah, well, and wow. Here's the kicker, though. You got about, like, 45 seconds left.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I agree with the angry caller, like Anthony called her. I don't see anything shy about you guys. It's Chiampa Radio, right? There's nothing shy about you.
No, it's Chiampa.
And, I think Joe and Betty are doing the same drug.
Probably.
The entertainment. What are they going to do in the... shelter?
That's a good question.
Maybe just as they meet more Patrick Swayze scene from Ghost comes to mind.
That is interesting. We might have to explore that on a future episode.
All right. I just wanted to say hi, guys.
Well, thank you for calling in. Fantastic. It was great talking with you.
Yes.
All right, you have a good night.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Bye. Hi, folks. There we go. Looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I wouldn't mind a grocery store baked and winterized donut right about now. Donut. So I wanted to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, calling in. I love you all. Or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Yes, yes. Oh, hey, you, yes, you.
Yes, you.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Tampa Radio.
Whatever.
Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs and some jazzy stuff, too. Now, I'm going to be adding some something called 1BBS Con. Ooh. You may hear it on weekday rush hour, but you're going to hear the full episodes.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. Yes. So I source my stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour with Betty. Hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. I told you it's going to be one of those shows. Sure. She plays questionably good programming from archives.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, catch traffic with toppers, 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern, Gil dusts off obscure music. Has a lot of different personalities to go along with it. It's interesting. You're either going to love them or you're going to hate them.
Yeah, right. Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure you also tune in on your favorite device to our 24-hour internet station, Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.info.
Radio.
Listen live. Check out the Joe and Anthony Show past shows and see our most current broadcast schedule there. Also follow us at facebook.com/Chiampa Radio and twitter.com/Chiampa Radio.
These peanut butter M&Ms are delicious.
Oh, are they?
If you haven't had them, get them. Put them in the put them in the freezer for a little bit. And then eat them after they've kind of like gotten frozen. They're delicious. Yes, but be careful in humid environments because they will sweat and become kind of like a goopy mess after a while.
Yeah, and the colors all get all...
They kind of all run together, yeah.
Yep.
That's what happens. Sometimes life just all runs together.
Yes, it does.
Exactly. So thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. Chiampa, Chiampa, however the fuck you want to say it. And remember, folks, don't let the inmates masturbate your donkey's giant carrot while walking into a stranger's home after you taser someone during a discussion about firearm safety. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a probably not new, but kind of new episode of This Way Out with a big giant E for Eucharist.
Fuck Marie, that damn day, Crystal 9.
Oh, oopsie poopsie. Good night with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.